Money, Riches, and Wealth is sponsored by the Financial Consulate.
Say you don't need no diamond rings, and I'll be satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of things the money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love.
This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for Money, Riches, and Wealth. Here's your host, Drew Tignanelli.
This is Drew Tignanelli here, Money, Riches, and Wealth. And tonight, we have a guest. And it's actually the most popular of Money, Riches, and Wealth nights is when we talk about Social Security and we answer your questions about Social Security. So it is a confusing topic. And so I brought one of our best Social Security persons in the country to talk with you and answer your questions, Mary Beth Franklin. And she has specialized in Social Security for, I believe, the last, Mary Beth, about 5 or 10 years now that you've really put your focus on that. Are you there, Mary Beth?
I am.
Oh, there you are. Go ahead.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, yes. He just got you on now, so go ahead.
Sounds great. Yes, I've been doing this actually since about 2008. I was the first person who ever wrote about Social Security claiming strategies back in the days when I was the tax and retirement editor at Kiplinger's Magazine.
Yep.
And I've been focusing on it ever since.
Yep. And so, and doing a great job. She actually writes a lot of the articles that educate people like myself. So we don't just have somebody who can, you know, in general talk about Social Security, but I consider her one of the foremost experts on the topic in personal financial planning and using Social Security strategies. So if you want to call in and ask a question about Social Security that could help you, the way to do that is 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680. And as you know, Social Security is a very hot topic, and when people start calling, they can start calling pretty quickly. And so the lines are open right now. If you have a question on Social Security, either it be widow's benefits or retirement benefits or spousal benefits or all these different strategies they talk about, then you need to call in 410-922-6680 if you have a question about Social Security and Social Security benefits and how they work. So, Mary Beth, there are a lot of changes that have been taking place in the Social Security strategy realm. They're closing some of the doors.
Exactly. In fact, 2020 is the beginning of a whole new era of Social Security claiming strategies. That's because there were in the past some very valuable claiming strategies, particularly for married couples and what we call eligible divorced spouses. Those are people who were married at least 10 years, are divorced, and currently single. They could do things to maximize their benefits over their lifetime. Unfortunately, the last group of people to be able to use these claiming strategies turned 66 last year, 2019. That means people who turn 66 this year, 2020 or later, do not have access to the creative claiming strategies. However, deciding when and how to claim your Social Security benefits remains a critical decision for anybody's retirement income plan.
There's no doubt about it. We do a lot of analyses for our clients, and we do predictive analysis as to will you make it for the rest of your lives and with the income you have. And when people make this choice on Social Security, it could be a 20% differential in their probability of success. And so you're absolutely right. When to claim it is extremely important. But let me go to our callers, Mary Beth. We've got some coming in, 410-922-6680, if you want to join us and ask a question. So we're going to Will in Pikesville. Will, how can we help you? I'm going to the next one. We're going to Wayne in Annapolis. How can we help you?
Hi. Yes, I'm 62.
I'll answer you.
I have a pension, and I've had it for a few years now. So I'm basically retired.
Okay.
And so bottom line is healthy, don't have any issues with finances at this point, doing fine. So my question is, what should I do? When should I take out the Social Security? Wait till the last minute?
You're still working?
No, retired. Been retired for a couple of years.
So, and how old are you right now, approximately?
62.
62. Yes, so, sir. You know, you're the highest earner of the two, right?
I am single.
Okay, so you're single.
Growing up.
Yep. So we've got Mary Beth back on. Mary Beth, we lost you there for a second. Yes? I'm going to repeat it. Can't hear her right this second. So are you there?
I am.
Not really. Can't hear her there for some reason.
I can hear her.
You can hear her? Wow.
I can, very clear.
Okay, well then his question, Mary Beth, is he's single, he's 62, he stopped working, he hasn't claimed Social Security. He's wondering when's the best time for him to claim Social Security.
House delays till 70 to maximize not only a retirement benefit during their lifetime, but it would translate into a survivor benefit for the spouse that's left behind. Now, this caller is single, so he doesn't have that concern about, gee, I need to maximize the survivor benefit. For this caller, it all comes down to cash flow. I'm 66 now. I believe you said he was 66.
That's 62.
Oh, I'm sorry. He's 62.
Right.
So he doesn't need the money, but if he claims now at 62, he's automatically going to get a haircut of more than 25% for the rest of your life.
Yep.
Is that worth it? Probably not. Is it worth delaying beyond his full retirement age? That's a tougher question. You don't have a survivor to worry about. Yes, your checks would be bigger if you waited longer, but I would suggest that most single people would be better off waiting to claim at their full retirement age and not necessarily until 70, unless you really, really need that bigger check.
Which is around 67 for somebody 62. Around 67.
Right. Someone who's 62, their birth year, I guess, is
58.
58,
yep.
Right?
Or 57.
So they are 66 and 8 months.
Yep. So we got to go take a traffic break right now, Mary Beth. We're going to come back and answer all these other questions. We've got our lines filled right now. So we're going to do that. We appreciate your call. We've got to take a traffic break. We're going to be right back. Money, Riches, and Wealth.
Okay.
This is Drew Tignanelli, president of the Financial Consulate and host of Money, Riches, and Wealth. So often a radio listener calls me saying, I've been listening to you for years and have been meaning to call. When they come in for their comprehensive financial physical, they say, I wish I had done this years ago. If you've been meaning to call and meet with us, then do not wait. Call now to learn more about our trademark financial physical. The financial physical is designed to be a comprehensive second opinion analyzing all your goals and objectives. Are you maximizing tax efficiencies? Will you be able to maintain your lifestyle in retirement? Is your portfolio properly allocated? Are just a few of the many parts of the physical. The best part of our service is you get to see the final product before you decide if you want to pay for it. We do this to assure you we are not selling product, and we guarantee the physical to be truly beneficial. Do not wait any longer. Call 410-823-7283. That's 410-823-SAFE, or visit us online at financialphysical.com.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We're back. Money, Riches, and Wealth. We're here with Mary Beth Franklin. We're talking Social Security. The lines are filled, so we're going right to them. Mark in Hunt Valley, how can we help you?
Hi, Drew. Thanks for taking my call again. And
yeah.
Beth, I have to tell you that Drew has changed my entire life. He's fantastic.
That's great to hear.
I applied for Social Security disability. I was injured working for Baltimore County government.
Okay.
Drew told me I could claim both of them and not be penalized or lose my my disability from the county. I will get my first check coming up next week. I do have a question. If I was disabled for 3 years with Baltimore County, why didn't Social Security backdate it?
Social Security has very strict rules for disability, and it's resolved on a case-by-case basis. There's also, once they determine if you're eligible, there's also a five-month waiting period from the time that they determine the beginning of your disability. I can't answer your specific question of why they're not going further back. May I ask you how old you are?
I am 63.
63. Okay. Now, one thing to keep in mind, you'll get your disability benefit, which will be very close, if not the total amount of your full retirement age benefit, because you're so close to full retirement age, but and your check will be a disability check. Once you reach your full retirement age, that benefit is going to convert automatically to a Social Security retirement benefit, but the amount will not change. The amount you're getting from that disability check is basically what you'll get for the rest of your life, plus any annual cost of living adjustments.
Right.
Okay.
That means also when you turn your full retirement age and it flips to retirement, you can work an unlimited amount, make an unlimited amount, not affect that check anymore. All right, Mark, good question. Good question. We're going to run to Linda in Cambridge. Linda, how can we help you?
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
My question is, when you reach full retirement age, not age 70, but if you start taking your Social Security at, say, age 66 in my case, but you continue to work full time, what happens to the benefits you're continuing to pay in?
That's a great question. Two things happen when you reach your full retirement age. You can collect your full Social Security benefit, and it doesn't matter how much you earn, your benefits will not be reduced. That's different than people who claim benefits before their full retirement age. If they claim Social Security and they continue to work, in other words, to have earnings from a job as an employee or self-employed, then they can temporarily lose some or all of their benefits because there's earnings restrictions. So the first part of yours is you're 66, you claim Social Security, you get to collect your full benefits and keep them all. The second part of your question is, but what happens? Because I keep paying payroll taxes, FICA taxes that fund Social Security. Every year that you continue to work, even beyond full retirement age, Social Security will add that information to your earnings record each year. And Social Security benefits are based on your top 35 years of indexed earnings. So if your current earnings replace one of the lower years in that 35-year calculation, then your future benefit could increase. And that happens each year.
Okay, so if your benefit, say this year my income was higher than last year or whatever.
Right.
But next year it was lower. If they increased it this year, would it stay at that point?
Yeah, your benefit's not going to go down. You've pretty much locked in the 35 years they've used to calculate your benefit. If beyond that, your future earning years are higher and it knocks out one of the lower years in the calculation, your benefit could go up a little, but it's not going to go down. Where this is really important is for people who have worked sporadically or part-time throughout their lifetime, because Social Security always uses 35 years for the calculation. So say you only worked 15 years in your lifetime. That means you have 20 years of zeros in the calculation, and when they take your average lifetime earnings, it's going to be very small. So for people like that, maybe who stayed home and raised their kids for 20 years, each year they continue to work, even if it's beyond full retirement age, it's going to increase their future benefit.
Right, Linda, I got to run. That's a good question. Very good, and hopefully that was helpful to you. We're going to Will in Pikesville. Will, how can we help you?
I just wanted to know what the best way to get my retirement benefits are. I'm 62 and I'm married. My wife is about a year and a half younger than me. And I have a health condition that theoretically could kill me at any time. I'm in maintenance right now. And I don't know if should I try to get my Social Security benefits earlier or just wait and see what happens.
Well, generally, I would say wait for two reasons. One, you're still working. And if you claim your benefits before your full retirement age, you say you're 62. So right away, they're going to be permanently reduced by more than 25%. In addition, because you're still working, they're going to be subject to earnings restrictions. And if you make more than about $18,000 a year, they're going to start taking away some of your benefits. And the third reason is you're married. If you collect your permanently reduced benefits now and you die, that's the benefit your wife is going to get as a survivor. If you wait till your full retirement age or later, which in your case later may not be a great idea, the bigger your benefit that you claim, and if you die first, that will translate into a bigger survivor benefit for your wife. So bottom line is, I would not claim now at 62.
But he may be eligible for disability, and he may want to consider that option.
That's quite a possibility, and again, that's on a case-by-case basis. These days, it's a very lengthy process to apply for Social Security disability. It can take up to 2 years
yep.
to get an answer, but it is certainly worth applying if it seems like that's a possibility.
But you'd have to go out of work, Will, for 6 months before you could even apply.
I don't think any disability money would be covered by what I'm making now.
So therefore, that's not a good idea for you.
But it would be better than collecting Social Security.
I see what you're saying. Okay.
Because you get your full retirement benefit. You wouldn't be getting your, like Mary Beth said, what, 30% reduced, 32?
Right. But at the same time, you're earning money. You do not qualify to apply for disability now because
you're still earning
income. It's
yep.
only for
right.
people who are so disabled they cannot work.
Right. It's a dilemma there. All right. Well, we got to go to our next traffic break in a minute, in a few seconds. But I just wanted to let our listeners know, 410-922-6680. All lines are open again. And so now's the time to call in. If you have a question, 410-922-6680. I'm here with Mary Beth Franklin. We're answering questions on Social Security for you. So if you want to call in, 410-922-6680. Right now, I got to go to traffic. I'll be right back after this break.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And we're back. Money, Riches, and Wealth. I'm here with Mary Beth Franklin. We're talking Social Security. Lines are jammed up again, and so we're going to run through those this time. Kathy in Union Bridge, how can we help you?
I want to know what happens if my Social Security is much higher than my spouse. What happens if I die before I start collecting? What is he? What can he get?
That's a great question. May I ask how old you are now?
Yes, 63.
You're 63, so you're close to retirement age. Your full retirement age is a little older than 66. If you died before claiming your benefit, your spouse would get approximately your full retirement age benefit as his survivor benefit. If, say, you chose to wait till 70 and maybe you died at 69 without collecting it, he would be entitled to what you would have received at time of death. So at 69, that would have been your full retirement age benefit plus about another 28%. So he would get that whole thing. Now, here's the important thing. Someone like your husband who is entitled to his own retirement benefit, and if you die first, he's entitled to a survivor benefit. It's important to realize that retirement benefits and survivor benefits are two different pots of money. It is possible to claim one type of benefit first and then switch to the other benefit later if it would be larger. The thing to keep in mind is a survivor benefit is worth the maximum amount when the person who's collecting it is at least full retirement age. It does not get any bigger. But their own retirement benefit would keep growing by 8% a year up until age 70. So say you died and your husband's 66, he could collect a full survivor benefit at his full retirement age, and then if his own benefit would be bigger at 70, he could switch to that.
Yep. All right, Kathy?
Excellent. Thank you very much.
All right.
You're welcome.
Good question. And we're going to Bruce in Parkville. Bruce, how can we help you?
Yeah, I'd like to ask a question.
Yep.
I'll be 64 in June. A lot of my life, I had a lot of money and my parents and all. And I worked for maybe 14 years at good jobs. And I was thinking right now I'm having a struggle. If I applied for Social Security, would it be a bad thing or I have to wait?
Well, you're 64, which means you're younger than your
I'm going to be 64 in June.
Okay. you are younger than your full retirement age. Are you currently working?
No, I honestly have a disability, and I haven't filed for disability. Now, my house is paid and everything, but it's a struggle. You know,
well,
I mean,
well,
it's
Social Security is there for you if you need it. And if you really need the cash flow, that's a possibility. But before you make that decision, I think you should have a sense of how much money you're talking about. If you haven't done so already, you should call up your estimated benefit statement, which anyone can do by going to the Social Security website, which is ssa.gov. That stands for Social Security Administration.
Well, you know, I forgot your name.
Mary Beth.
That's good. I got a thing. My sister-in-law is Beth Ann. But, Mary Beth, I'm just saying I don't even have a computer now.
Well, you can go to your library or you can call the Social Security Administration. They will tell you what your benefit would be. So you have a sense of, is it worth taking it now when it's reduced, or would it be worth it to hold out to my full retirement age, which in your case is probably about 66 and a half. So first of all, get the numbers so you know what you're dealing with before you make that decision.
Yep. Good question, Bruce. I got to run to Harry in Parkville. Harry, how can we help you?
Thank you. Mary Beth, I started collecting my Social Security at 66, but I still have a part-time job making about $20,000 a year. But when I actually have retired from the, let's go back 35 years ago before I started collecting my Social Security, the state of Maryland, I was making, let's say, $11,000, $11,005, 34 years ago. Then, you know, it gradually went up.
Right.
My question is, making $20,000 for the past, let's say, 5 years, my Social Security has not eradicated or replaced any of my lowest amounts that I'd earned.
But remember, those 35 years of earnings on your record are index earnings. So if you made $11,000 35 years ago, I'm just pulling out a wild guess. Maybe that's $35,000, $40,000 today. I don't know, because there is a different indexing factor used for every single year in your calculation, and it's based on your birth year. So you would have to actually look at your individual record. You're not getting shorted here. You've created your earnings record. It's based on your top 35 years of indexed earnings over your career. And if future benefits increase or replace one of those lower index years, then your benefit would go up.
All right, Harry?
I do understand. Thank you
All
for
right.
your time.
Good
you're
question.
Welcome.
Good question. And Tom in Cockeysville, how can we help you?
Mary Beth. This is Tom. I have a great question for you. I'm 66 years old. I've been getting full disability benefits for the last 20 years, which, including the cost of living adjustments, are paying me roughly $2,000 a month or $24,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
When I became 66 last year, those disability benefits were then called retirement benefits.
Right. They convert automatically at your full retirement age, but the amount remains the same.
The amount remains the same. My question to you tonight is, can I go find a job, a normal job, and make $50,000 a year as a legitimate taxpaying employee without jeopardizing the $2,000 a month that I'm currently receiving?
Yes, because they are currently retirement benefits and you are full retirement age, so there are no longer any earnings restrictions.
No earning restrictions.
Yep.
Great.
You could earn $100,000 this year, Tom.
Yes, just good luck getting that job.
All right, Tom.
Thank you so much for answering that question.
Good question. Very good question. Let's go to Stephen in Owings Mills. Stephen, how can we help you?
Hi, I'm 70 now, just turning, and going to go get my benefits. And
okay,
the question is about my wife. When she gets 50% of mine, is that 50% of my 70-year-old benefit or 50% of my full retirement age benefit that I would have gotten?
A spousal benefit, what your wife would get, would be 50% of your full retirement age benefit, not 50% of your age 70 benefit. However, the good thing is because you have delayed until 70 and you're getting the maximum benefit possible, should you die first, her survivor benefit would be worth 100% of what you were collecting, including those 4 years' worth of delayed retirement benefits, assuming she is at least full retirement age at the time when she collects it. So by delaying till 70, you have now locked in the biggest retirement benefit while you're both alive, and if you die first, you have now given her the biggest survivor benefit possible. So she should be giving up
her,
a thank
her,
you
her,
to you.
Her retirement benefit is the full retirement, 50% of mine is right now a little bit more than what she would get on her own. But
now, let's back up here. I was making the assumption.
Way more, $100,000 a year, replacing 0% years of before, $0 years before. So in the next couple years, she's 67, she may go above mine. Will they recalculate her?
Let's back up. Your wife is 67, right? Is she collecting her own Social Security benefit right now?
Yes, right now, yes, she is.
Okay, so if her own benefit is bigger than half of your full retirement age benefit, she's not going to get any difference. She's already collected her Social Security. It's bigger than her spousal benefit. Social Security just pays the higher of the two. So she's getting what she's going to get. But if you die first, she will step up to the larger survivor benefit, and then her smaller retirement benefit will go away.
I mean, these next 3 years, she's making boku bucks, you know, over zero. What she's replacing $0 year.
Right. So her own benefit, Stephen, is going to continue to get increased.
Higher than maybe higher right. in the next 3 years than half of mine. Will Social Security recalculate to check that, or will
she'll
she
never get
in?
A spousal benefit on your record because her own benefit is bigger.
Right.
And she has already collected her Social Security, and you're saying she's continuing to work and earn at a high level.
Yeah.
Yes, it's possible.
But keep in mind, Mary Beth, she was born before January 2nd, 1954, because she's 67 right now. She
That's
could
right.
be collecting the half of his benefit just as a strategy and then go back at age 70 and collect her own full benefit.
She could have done that if they had done things at the right time.
If now, you I'm did a- that, Stephen, then there would be a strategy. She will be able to go back and get her own benefit, which is significantly more in the future, because you guys fall into that unique category.
Right.
But I have to run to traffic, unfortunately. I wished I could continue this conversation. Right now, I got to run to traffic. When we come back, we can talk more about it. Go ahead, traffic. This is Drew Tignanelli, host of Money, Riches, and Wealth, and president of the Financial Consulate. Are you looking for a professional financial advisor that you can trust and help you through all stages of life? Having a team of comprehensive personal financial advisors and CPAs gives us the ability to help you prepare your tax return, strategize to help you minimize tax liability, help you visualize and reach your retirement goals, and help guide you in every other facet of personal financial planning. We demonstrate these abilities every Wednesday night on our radio show, Money, Riches, and Wealth. Have you been wanting a second opinion? Then consider our trademark service, the Financial Physical. We guarantee if you don't come away from your financial physical with a sense of immense value, then there will be absolutely no charge. Call 410-823-7283 to speak with me and the team of comprehensive personal financial advisors and CPAs. That is 410-823-SAVE, or go online to financialphysical.com. That's financialphysical.com.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBL.
All right, we're back. Money, Riches, and Wealth. And I'm here with Mary Beth Franklin. We're talking Social Security, and I'm going to Odell in Southwest Baltimore. Odell, how can we help you?
How you doing? I know, Mary Beth. I've,
I'll be 66 in August, and I was thinking about applying for my Social Security in October for start getting payments in January the 1st. Would that involve, can I still work and make as much as I'm going to make? Because I got a job now making $86,000 a year.
What? Correct. Once you are full retirement age of 66, you can continue to work and make as much money as you want, and it will not affect your benefits. So what? All right. And I do recommend that people actually file for their benefits online. It's super easy at SSA.gov. It takes about 10 to 15 minutes. And the good thing is the computer doesn't make any errors. It recognizes the information you're putting in, and don't worry, it's not the last word. Someone from Social Security will call you to verify all the information, but you can file for benefits up to 4 months before you want them to begin. So say...
Yeah, that's what I say, about October, then I'll start make a payment, get payments in January.
For example, they pay 1 month after, so a December payment would be made in January. So if you want your payments to begin in January, you say, I want, you know, my payments to begin in December, they'll pay them in January. And that makes it nice and clean from a tax year standpoint if you're starting
fresh. That's what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
This would affect my wife's retirement, though, right? She started her retirement.
Well, how much is your wife's benefit compared to what yours will be? Is her own benefit larger than half of yours?
No.
It is not. So once you claim benefits, it's possible. Let's say I'm taking a number here. Let's say your benefit is $2,000 a month, and let's say she's getting $500 right now. Well, half of your benefit is $1,000 a month. It's possible she could step up from her smaller benefit to the equivalent of half of your full retirement age benefit, depending on how old she is right now.
Yeah, she'd be 64.
Okay, so she wouldn't get the full half of your benefit because she's younger than her full retirement age. But if she's already collecting and you file for hers, she will automatically step up to a larger benefit.
Yeah, she just started collecting February.
Yeah, so that's what will happen.
Yep. All right, Odell.
All right, thank you. Have a blessed night.
All right, thank you. Mary Beth, though, we're going to just stop calls there because we've just covered a lot of great topics.
Yeah, they were excellent questions. Thank you for having your listeners call in.
So the one gentleman, Stephen, you know, I don't necessarily know that we were really hitting what he was trying to ask, and I don't know that he was asking the question properly, but it sounds like his wife actually went in and applied for half of his, which she was able to do, and now her own benefit will be more, and he was asking if she could step up for it, but it's unique for her.
Let's back up for 1 second. There's two issues involved there.
Yep.
He's going to be 70.
Yep.
That meant if he was 66 back in 2016, before April, the end of April 2016, and if he had filed and suspended, in other words, he filed for Social Security, which would have triggered a benefit for her, and then he stopped his own, so it would keep growing by 8% a year, it's possible she's collecting on his record. But if he has done nothing, which is what it sounded like to me, and he's just claiming at 70, she could not collect on his record until he claimed.
That's correct. But she was, last year, she would have been January 2nd, she would have been full retirement age. She would have been born before January 2nd, 1954, and she would have been able to start collecting half of his.
Correct, if he was collecting benefits.
Well, even if he started to collect this year, she would have still qualified to do that. So you're right.
Correct.
There's all kinds of, they had a unique situation because of their ages.
Right, but it sounds as if she's already collecting on her own record, and therefore she blew the opportunity to collect half of his.
That is correct. I would agree with that wholeheartedly. If she already went in and collected on her own benefit and started, then that strategy is off the table and she missed it.
Which is unfortunate because there's so few people left in this category that can really maximize their benefits. So maybe they'll call you back and see if they can undo her decision if it was within the first 12 months of claiming.
That is true. That's a good point. That, you know, they would have to go back and pay it back too, right?
Right.
So that's so part of the issue.
Tell that, I think it was Steve, that he may want to contact you after the show for a consultation.
There you go. Great, great point. We got about a minute or so. Do you have any words of wisdom about Social Security you think everyone ought to know?
Well, I truly believe it's the most valuable federal program we have, and that people should be educated about their choices. There is no one-size-fit-all strategy for everyone, but keep in mind, for people, particularly those who don't have pensions, this may be the only source of guaranteed income for the rest of your life. So make sure you make the appropriate decision for you.
What do you think of the people who go around scaring people and saying Social Security is going to be bankrupt, you're not going to get any money, da 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 da?
Well, first of all, I'd say that no, it's not going to be bankrupt. Social Security is funded solely through the payroll taxes we all pay. Now, it's true, if Congress does nothing between now and 2034, where that excess money that we call the trust funds have been help paying some of the Social Security benefits, it's possible benefits could be reduced. But truly, I do not foresee that happening. I think you would have politicians' heads on pikes at that point, because people have paid into Social Security their entire careers, and they expect to get their full promised benefits. But I also think as citizens, we should take the step to tell our members of Congress, hey, we realize some changes are going to happen going forward. We give you permission to talk about it. Stop burying your head in the sand and fix this problem.
Great point. Great ending statement there, Mary Beth. I really appreciate your time. You're always a great guest.
Thank you for the invitation. I appreciate it, Drew.
Take care, Mary Beth. Mike. This is Drew Tignanelli saying God bless. I know things are gonna be just fine if you only feel what I'd like to do to you. Shower the people you love with love. Show them the way you feel. Things are gonna be much better.